It's 6:30.
And now, Meet Millie, transcribed and created by Frank Galen and starring Audrey Totter. Yes, it's time to say hello to Mama, played by Bea Benaderet, and Alfred, played by Marvin Kaplan, as once again we meet Millie. Well, statistics show that the average American has 7 relatives. Millie Bronson is slightly above this average mark with 9. Like most relatives, hers are divided into 2 classes, the ones she sees and the rich ones. Well, that's the rule anyway. But as we visit Millie and her mama this morning, it seems the inevitable exception has occurred. For in the morning mail has arrived a letter from Millie's wealthy Uncle Theodore announcing his intention to visit New York for the first time in 20 years. Millie and Mama are discussing the letter as we join them.
When does he say he's coming, Mama?
He arrives tomorrow. His plane lands at 10 o'clock. Isn't it exciting, Millie?
Yeah, it is. Is he really as rich as they say?
Oh, he's one of the richest men in Australia. I think he has the kangaroo mine.
Mama, kangaroos are animals.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He raises kangaroos. He has a gold mine, that's it.
Gee, it sounds like a story. An uncle in Australia with a gold mine.
Yeah. Theodore's a very clever man. I went with him, you know, before I married his brother.
I know. How come he didn't marry Theodore?
I told you he was the clever one.
So he got away from you, huh?
As a matter of fact, I fell hopelessly in love with your father. Theodore was younger and more romantic, but there was a certain expression in your father's eyes that I couldn't resist. It later turned out to be stupidity.
So you married for love and the rich one got away.
And that's the story of my life. And don't think Theodore wasn't crazy about me, too. Some people say it was on account of me he went to Australia.
Oh, how romantic. 2 brothers torn apart over the love of a golden-haired beauty.
Oh, Millie.
And now he comes back wealthy and single, and here you are, an eligible widow. Wouldn't it be funny if he...
Don't talk such foolishness. I don't even let myself think about that for a second.
I can't stand it.
Well, why shouldn't you think about it? He's coming to see you, isn't he?
Millie, it's 20 years since he saw me last. He remembers me different. Like he says in the letter, I'll bet you're still the same pretty little thing.
Okay, so now you're a pretty big thing.
Is he in for a shock? When I was going with him, my waist was so small he could span it with his hands.
Well, maybe he still can.
You think so?
Sure. Maybe his hands have put on 30 pounds, too.
Millie, you're teasing.
I'm sorry. Listen, Mama, don't worry about what Uncle Theodore thinks of you. You're still a pretty cute dish.
Oh, go on. I used to be. Now I'm an old soup bowl.
Never mind. Listen, I know what. You'll go down to the beauty parlor, get yourself a permanent, a mud pack, a massage.
Millie, stop that. Stop it. I don't kid myself. I am what I am, and it'll have to do. I am not going to knock my brains out trying to look a few years younger.
Hand me the phone.
Here. Thanks. What can they do at the beauty parlor? Make my hair a couple of shades lighter? It's stupid.
Hello? Princess Olga's Palace of Beauty?
Make my skin look a little whiter? Ridiculous.
I want to make an appointment for your rejuvenation treatment.
Sit under those hot machines baking away for what?
The morning will be fine.
You have to be out of your mind.
Just a second, I'll find out. Mama, will 9 o'clock be too early?
Make it 9:30.
9:30, Mrs. Bronson. Thank you.
Look, am I being a dope? What do you really think, Millie, huh?
Why shouldn't you look your best? You might rekindle that old flame into a roaring fire of passion.
Honey, I got news for you. At my age, I'll be happy with lukewarm ashes.
Okay, anyway, you can look your best. And we'll have him to dinner with
you. No. Let's not have him to the house.
Why not?
We'll go see him at his hotel. He can only stay in town one day, he says.
So why shouldn't he come to the house? Mama, you're hiding something from me.
From me? From you? Something? What are you doing?
Mama, this is Millie. You can't fool me, honey. Come clean.
Well, it's so embarrassing. You see, all those years, Theodore's been writing me about all the money he's been making in Australia.
Yeah.
And what news did I have to give him?
I see. So you made some up, huh?
It was nothing, really. I exaggerated a little, just a little.
Mama?
It's hardly worth mentioning.
Mama?
I told him we lived in the 20-room mansion on Long Island.
Mama.
Millie, I never thought he'd come to this country. When I wrote to him, I was sort of dreaming out loud.
A 20-room mansion?
With 2 servants and 3 Cadillacs.
No.
I forget what I threw in that extra Cadillac for. I guess I was just feeling good.
That's terrible, Mama. What will he think when he sees how we really live?
Listen, Millie, why does he have to see? That's why I want to keep him from coming here. He's just going to be in town for one day. What do you say? Let's kid him along, huh? You won't play, huh?
No, Mama. We are not going online to Uncle Theodore.
You're right. We're not going to do that. As a matter of fact, we'll tell him we can't take him for a ride in our Cadillacs because we don't have any.
That's better.
The chauffeur stole them.
Mama.
And the upstairs maid set fire to the 20-room mansion and the cook ran away with the...
Stop.
No, huh?
Definitely and positively no.
But, Millie, I'll be embarrassed.
You should think of those things before you sit down and go crazy with a fountain pen.
Millie, he'll just be here one day. I was thinking if I could borrow a fur coat.
Please,
could...
Mama. You'll tell Uncle Theodore the truth about everything. There'll be no borrowing a fur coat.
He'll think I'm crazy.
You're going to tell him the truth.
I hope he has a room on the 20th floor so I can tell him and jump.
Never mind. It's always a very bad policy to start...
Oh, darn it. I'll bet it's that pesky poet, Alfred Prince Nettle.
Now, don't take it out on Alfred because you're mad. Remember how sensitive he is.
Come in.
Well, if it isn't Alfred Prince Nettle, you're looking fine, Alfred. How do you feel?
Somebody hates me. I can smell it.
Alfred, please, don't be silly.
You're mad at me, Mrs. Bronson.
She is not, Alfred. You're sniffing up the wrong tree.
Yes, she is mad. Why, Mrs. Bronson? Is it because I spilled pancake syrup on the tablecloth yesterday?
No, Alfred.
Is it because I took a nap on the sofa and my head left Vaseline marks on the cushion?
Listen, Alfred, I gotta have a talk with you.
Easy, Mama.
Alfred, I don't mind when you hang around the house all day eating everything in sight. And I don't mind when you fall asleep in the bathroom and we have to call the janitor to open the door. But really, Alfred, a boy your age...
Now, Mama, let's not be too hard on Alfred.
Don't stop him, Millie. I deserve it. She's right. I practically live here at your apartment, and I never contribute anything useful. I'm a parasite.
I doubt if you could get away with it even in Paris.
No, Mama. Parasite, he said. It means he sponges off other people.
That's crude, but true. My father keeps saying the same thing. I couldn't stand it anymore. That's why I ran away from home.
Alfred, you ran away from home? You actually moved out of the apartment?
That's right. This morning.
Where are you living now?
On a fire escape.
I knew you wouldn't get too far from the kitchen.
Alfred, for your own sake, you should change. You can't go on like this, living just for yourself.
You're right, Mrs. Branson. I'm going to stop being so selfish. And I know I'm going to start.
Where are you going, Alfred?
down to Columbus Circle, where the school children throw popcorn to the pigeons. I'm going to prove to the world that I've changed.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm going to help the pigeons get the popcorn instead of fighting them for it.
It's a fair fight. He's stronger than the pigeons, but they have the advantage mentally.
I worry about that boy.
I do, too. And listen, Mom, if you want to go shopping, we better go now. I got to work this afternoon. Uncle Theodore gets in the morning.
I don't want to face Theodore. Millie, listen to me.
I'm listening.
Okay. So I admit it was wrong to write all that stuff about us being rich, but if I could at least borrow a fur coat for tomorrow...
No, come on.
No, but he's so rich. If your boss's wife would lend me a diamond necklace, an old dirty one.
Mama.
I'm coming.
I think you ought to get a white blouse to go with your gray suit.
Yeah. You know what else would be nice with that gray suit?
What?
Mrs. Boone's mink coat.
Will you stop that, Mama? If you want to put on a phony act for Uncle Theodore, you can count me out. I won't help.
Okay. Relax, honey. I was just talking. Say, look who's working over there in gloves.
Bernice Cooper. I didn't know she worked here. As a matter of fact, I thought she was too dumb to work anywhere. Let's say hello to her.
Okay, Les.
Yes, ladies, what can I show you?
Oh, Mrs. Johnson and Mary, how are you?
We're fine. How are you, Bernice?
I didn't know you worked here.
Oh, yeah. It's about 4 months now.
That's nice. Have you always been in the glove department?
Oh, goodness, no. I've been every department in the store. I guess I'm what you call a troubleshooter.
Really?
Yeah, I work in the department about a week. I get in trouble and they shoot me to another one.
So that's what it means now.
It's very annoying. I wish I could settle down in some department.
Yeah, that would be better. Which department do you like best?
Well, I think I was happiest in pots and pans and housework.
I guess that's because you're domestic, huh?
Oh, but I'm not.
You're not?
As a matter of fact, I was born in Canada. I'm imported.
That isn't what I meant by domestic.
It isn't?
No. Would you like me to explain it?
No.
How have you been, Bernice? Not to change the subject, just to get off of it.
I'm fine.
Tell me, dear, are you going out with anybody these days?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Anyone we know?
My mother.
No boyfriends, Bernice?
No, darn it. I like to hold hands in the movies, and my mama's hands are so cold.
Let's go, Millie.
Yeah, fast. Goodbye, Bernice.
Goodbye.
Likewise.
Where you going, Mama? That's the fur coat department.
I know. Millie, I just got an idea how I can have a fur coat to wear when I see Uncle Theodore tomorrow.
What's the idea, and I don't like it?
You remember Mrs. Alexander once took a coat on approval and wore it to her son's wedding and then took it back the next day?
Yeah. And I thought it was an awful thing to do.
But, Millie, there's nothing to it. We have a charge account. Who would I be hurting and what harm would I be doing? Just tell me that. If I just happened to decide I didn't like it, like I said, tell me, huh? Tell me. Go on, tell me.
Mama.
Yeah?
You hate me.
You look exhausted, Millie. What did you do with your morning off? Run around the reservoir?
Nothing that easy. I went shopping with Mama. My wealthy Uncle Theodore is getting in town tomorrow, and you're not paying attention.
I was just admiring your eyes. I missed you this morning. How's about a little kiss for the boss?
Oh, no. You know what your father said about maintaining office dignity.
Ah, don't pay any attention to him.
You know, listen to who's talking. Who jumps and his father cracks the whip around here?
Not anymore, I don't. Things have changed. Take this morning, for instance. He called me into his office to ball me out. I guess he got the surprise of his life.
Really, Johnny?
Yeah, he expected me to just stand there as usual with my head bowed and take it from him.
But you didn't, huh? What did you say to him? Come on, I can't wait.
Well, it wasn't so much what I said. It was the way I stood there without bowing my head.
My goodness, how brave of you.
Well, no matter what you think, I'm not afraid of Dad. If I want to kiss my girl in the office, I'll do it. Now, come here, you.
No, Johnny, no, don't. Johnny, stop that. Johnny!
Dad.
Mr. Boone.
Miss Bronson was just giving me a report on our advertising.
Yeah, I know. Word of mouth advertising.
Well, I'm sorry,
Dad. Never mind. As soon as you can wipe that report off your lips, see me in my office.
You see, I warned you. I told you that.
Hello, Millie. Johnny.
Mama, what are you doing here?
Hello, Mrs. Bronson.
Yeah?
What's in the big box?
Yeah, what did you buy?
Millie, remember we talked about women taking a coat on approval and wearing it to an affair and then returning it?
Yeah.
Remember what you said you thought of women like that?
I said I thought they were criminals. Why?
Shake hands with number 135769.
Oh, no.
Well, in order to impress Uncle Theodore, the wealthy relative from Australia who's due this morning, Mama took a fur coat on approval from a department store, planning to return it after wearing it for Uncle Theodore's benefit. She took this step over Millie's strong objections, and as we join our friends now, Millie is just beginning to forgive Mama for her action.
Well, I guess it isn't so bad after all if you're careful.
That's right. I'll wear the coat for a couple of hours. Uncle Theodore will be impressed, and I'll take it back in the morning.
Hey, look at the time. He should be here by now.
Yeah? How do I look, honey? Is my hair okay? Is my corset holding the line?
Now, take it easy. You look beautiful.
I wonder if he'll recognize me.
Of course he will. Now, let's stop being so jumpy.
You're right. Let's be calm.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
Of course not. It's silly.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing at all. Open the door. Go ahead, honey.
Okay, here goes.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Is this the home of... Why, Bertha. Oh, why, you're beautiful. You haven't changed a bit.
That's my daughter, Theodore. I'm Bertha.
Oh, yes. It was stupid of me. I'm sorry.
He's sorry.
Let me take your coat, Uncle Theodore. I'll hang it up.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Thank you. Oh, Bertha, she's lovely. And you look wonderful, too. Yes, you really do. Little heavier, perhaps, in places.
You're telling me.
As a matter of fact, you're heavier in places where you never used to have places.
Well, don't forget, Theodore, it's 25 years since you saw me last. I'm 15 years older.
It's certainly wonderful to see you. You bring back many memories.
Yeah, so do you.
Right now, I'm thinking of a night when we were coming home from a hayride, and it was very dark, and I leaned over and stole a kiss.
You mean that was you?
Why, certainly.
I got to look up Herman Baumeister and apologize for slapping his face.
Why don't you sit down, Uncle Theodore?
Oh, thank you, my dear. Thank you. Oh, by the way, Bertha, how is it you're not staying in your 20-room mansion?
Well, you see,
we're waiting, Mama.
Well, to tell you the truth, Theodore, we lost the big house.
Yeah, we lost it.
Oh, what a shame. And how about your Cadillac cars?
Well, we still have those, but the chauffeur...
Mama. We just lost the Cadillac, too.
Oh, that's the trouble with the financial market. That's why I put my money into land. Remind me to show you some pictures of my ranch that I took with my Leica.
They don't have cameras in Australia, huh?
The same, Bertha. Leica is a camera, my dear. The best. You see, I'm a very wealthy man. My fortune runs around 700,000 pounds.
It weighs that much?
Huh?
I did it again. What's the matter with you today, Mama? Pounds.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Oh, yes, I have about 2 million in cash. another $3.5 million in real estate and about $500,000 in... Uh-oh, coo-wee, that's a cab driver. I forgot. Can you lend me $2?
$2? Yeah, of course. Here's my purse. There you are.
Oh, Pa, thank you. And by the way, I'm having my trunk shipped here.
You're spending the night here?
Yes. I have a suite at the Waldorf, but those big rooms make me so lonely. I'll be right back.
Well, what do you think of your Uncle Theodore?
Mom, I got big news for you. Uncle Theodore's a phony.
Oh, no, Millie. He's eccentric, that's all, but he's no phony.
And I'm telling you, he is. All that baloney about his millions in cash and his millions in real estate. And then he borrows $2 from us.
But on the phone, he said he was taking me out to the store club tonight.
So what? Probably got enough for one big spread, and then he'll try to borrow money from you.
I don't believe it.
Well, you just wait and see. You go out with him tonight, but keep your mouth closed. I have a hunch Uncle Theodore has his eyes on your gold fillings.
And then we went to the Copacabana. Oh, it was just wonderful, Millie.
He's building me up to something. I know he must have an angle.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't be so suspicious. He showed me a marvelous time, Millie. I had a drink and I was a little plastered, too.
Really? Where did you drink?
It was a horse's neck.
A horse's neck?
I believe that was the part.
Mama, a horse's neck doesn't have any alcohol in it.
No? I'm glad I didn't know. I wouldn't have missed being drunk for anything.
I'm glad you had a good time anyway. Was the coat a success?
Don't ask. Theodore thought it was just beautiful. He couldn't take his eyes off it. When he brought me home, he said it was the most beautiful coat he ever saw.
That's good. You better take it back to the store right now.
Yeah, Theodore went out early. He should be back soon.
I wish I could figure what he's after.
He said I danced the rumba better than ever. Of course, I have more to work with now. Anyway, he said that he's...
Millie, what is it?
The coat, it's gone.
That's it. That's the angle. That crook stole your fur coat.
I can't believe it.
I'll call the police.
No, wait, we can't call the police.
Why not?
He's a relative, honey. And besides, I wasn't supposed to be wearing that coat last night.
Well, what are we going to do? We must get that coat back. I wonder if Mr. Boone would help us.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Ask him, Millie, ask him.
Okay, but I hope you realize, Mom, that if we can't make Uncle Theodore give back the coat, you might have to go to Dale with him.
Yeah? Oh, don't be silly. Yeah!
All I can say is, well, when I come home, you better give me a quick lesson in baking a cake so I can send you a file. And that's the story, Mr. Boone.
Why, it's the most shocking story of treachery and deception I've ever heard. To do such a thing to a defenseless widow is cowardly and despicable.
If we don't get that coat back...
The man's a cad. He should be horsewhipped.
How would you suggest we get the coat back?
It's an insult to the fair name of American womanhood. It's a blight on the reputation of the American man.
Mr. Boone, the coat. The coat.
Oh, yes, the coat. Where can I lay my hands on the mangy car?
I'm referring to the coat or Uncle Theodore.
I'm referring to your slimy uncle.
Well, he left the suitcase in the apartment. He'll probably try to sneak back and get it.
Good. I'll sweat the truth out of him. I'll twist his arms until he talks. I'll break his... By the way, how big a man is he?
He's a head shorter than you.
I'll break every bone in his body. Lead me to him. Lead me to him.
I don't know why, but I have the feeling I should have you on a leash.
What? Me steal Bertha's coat? Are you crazy?
No, but you are if you think you can get away with it.
Make him talk, Mr. Boone.
Shine a flashlight in his eyes. Broil him.
That's grill, Mama.
Well, Boyle, let's make it hot for him, the weasel.
What did you do with that coat?
What coat? I don't know anything about it. Now, please let me go. I'm not at all a well man. Oh, Bertha, Millie, don't you believe me?
Oh, Uncle Theodore, why did you do it? If you needed money, why didn't you just ask us for some?
Yeah, we wouldn't have given you any, but you could have asked.
But I don't need money. I'm a millionaire.
Be quiet, you scoundrel. Were you expecting someone?
No. Come in.
Hello. What's going on?
Good heavens, it's the thing. Get back to you, Bronson.
But I didn't steal that coat. I didn't.
You did, too.
Come on, now, talk.
What'd you do with it? Come on.
Have you tried lighted matches under his fingernail?
Keep him away from me.
No, wait. I've been studying the criminal mind. I'll give him a free association test that'll show up his guilt.
Let him try, Mr. Boone.
All right.
Go ahead, Alfred.
Okay, Mr. Bronson. When I say a word, you say the word it brings to your mind. Chair.
Table.
Dog.
Cat.
Hot.
Cold.
Dark.
Light.
Fast.
Slow.
Well, Alfred?
Get a pair of pliers. Let's try pulling out his fingernail.
Alfred, be quiet.
Please, let me go. Let me go.
We could give him the Chinese water torture if we had some Chinese water.
I know what this man needs. He's a hardened criminal. The influence of good poetry might soften him.
That's true. It seems to have softened your brain quite a bit.
Was that my imagination, or do you hate me?
No. It might work at that. I've seen your poems crack better men than him.
Shouldn't we clear the room of innocent bystanders?
Millie, quiet. Go on, Alfred.
Song of the Girdle by Alfred E. Prinsmetz.
Oh, help, help.
I am the unsung hero of civilization. I'm the savior of womankind. I am what keeps a girl from looking like a turtle. I am a girdle. With a hey, nanny, nanny, and a two-way stretch. So sing the song of the mighty girdle. Sad is my lot, keeping the shape of girls from going to pot. The end. Well, Mr. Branson, what do you say? Mr. Branson.
Poor fella, it was too much for him.
Mr. Boone, what are we going to do?
Come here. Let's have a consultation.
He just won't talk. I'm worried.
So am I.
Help! Help, police!
He's in pretty bad shape, too.
I just have to get that coat back.
You said it.
By the way, speaking of coats, you remember I told you yesterday I was going to be more useful from now on?
Yeah.
Well, in keeping with my promise, this morning after breakfast, I took your fur coat back to the store for you.
Oh. Help! Police!
Mama.
Yeah.
Mr. Boone.
Yeah.
I suggest we draw straws for who drops Alfred off the roof and then the three of us head for Canada. What do you say?
Help!
Heard on tonight's transcribed show were Uriah Billsbury as Mr. Boone Jr., Earl Ross as Mr. Boone Sr., Jan Kane as Bernice, and Joseph Kearns as Uncle Theodore. Music was composed and conducted by Irving Miller. Don't forget next week at this time when you have another date to Meet Millie, starring Audrey Totter, directed by Bill Manhoff, produced by Frank Galen, and written by Bill Manhoff and Joel Kane. Bob Lamond speaking.